Continental Tires.
AFL Trade Radio.
Trade Mornings for Toyota. Receive added value when you trade in your car for a Toyota certified pre-owned vehicle. And for Host Plus, proud supporters of Trade Radio. Host Plus, the official superannuation partner of the AFL. Trade Talkback for Kogan Mobiles. Kogan Mobiles' large 365-day plan sale is on now.
Great to have your company. Good morning to you. The Kogan Mobile open line is 1300 23 55 48 or text us. And there is a lot coming through, Beej, on the text 0419 187 323. And if you want to tweet us, it is at Trade Radios. We're going to head to Launceston and speak to Shane. Good morning to you, Shane.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Very well. You want to speak about Ben Long?
Yeah, I've just got a quick one about Ben Long and Ben King, if that's right.
Yeah, of course.
Just on the Ben Long one first, Essendon seem to be interested in getting him to their football club. I know the Saints are keen on getting some draft picks, so I was just wondering what would be the right deal in that situation there.
Well, let me just quickly look at that. It's a good question. So Essendon are currently holding 11, 48 and 53, so I'm not exactly sure where Ben Long would fit in that if it was just a pure swap player for trade picks, Beej. First of all, it's a good question. Actually, fire away your second question. We'll answer them back to back. So the next one was it Ben King?
Yeah, that's on Ben King as well. Now, next year, I know St Kilda and Essendon both interested in, but I reckon Gold Coast will be asking for a lot. So what would be the best thing for both clubs to do this year? Maybe getting a couple of draft picks for next year. Would that help get Ben King to their club? I'm just not too sure how that deal would get done.
Well, thanks for the questions, Shane. So the two Bens, we'll start with Ben Long and then we'll tick off on Ben King as well. So where does Ben Long play?
Our understanding is that Essendon just asked a question. I think they've made it public. They're after another small forward pressure player to help support Waller, Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody.
Devin Smith's there. Waterman's come in. Yep. Archie Perkins.
So they're after a small. They went after young Rosa from the Gold Coast who recommitted. They're out there in search for a small forward. Yep. I think they've just gone and asked a question. So then the second question is, then how interested are the Saints in terms of trying to get a deal done? Is he expendable? Do they want to get rid of him?
Well, they had to reinvent him a little bit. So he missed a bit of football. And I like Ben Long. I think he's as hard as nails for a man of that height and that weight. He goes to that football extremely hard. Has overstepped the line at different times and been reported, missed games of football. I think he's been really undisciplined at times and at critical times, which has cost them goals. Does it cost them the game? I don't think it goes that far. And then he's been redeployed as a pressure small forward. Now, I think he's actually done that job relatively well, considering, and there would have been that conversation, I'm assuming, to say, hey, if you're going to play in this team, it needs to be in this style and you need to play this particular role. So I think he's been okay, Beej. And as you mentioned, do they need...
Experience in terms of that role as well. So he's still got a bit of time. So that's the next question are the Saints willing to deal with
if
the
If you're
Bombers?
The Saints, would you let him go?
The deal with... Is he expendable? Well, you've got Higgins into the team to arguably play that role with...
Butler.
Butler was the number one pressure player. I think even last year's in the top three, but I don't think he was impactful as what he was. His first year at the Saints was...
The pressure was elite.
Yep.
The output in regards to goals wasn't this year.
Yeah, I know. But and the Higgins, I don't think they got that forward pressure and intensity they'd hoped. He hit the scoreboard a number of times, so he knows they can do that. But can they afford to get rid of him? And are Higgins and Butler going to take over that mantle and be the 1-2 duo in terms of the small forward? So is he expendable? Probably.
Yeah.
1 year deal. What does it do? Free up a little bit of cash. Wouldn't be on a hell of a lot.
Is there a nice story for Essendon with his surname going to that football club?
Yeah, I think that's for a club like Essendon, that's always, there's a little bit that plays into it. But I think purely just as a player, that's what they're after. They've made that public. So,
and then the Saints
have got to respond. We've heard from Essendon. Mm-hmm. They've asked a question. Boyle reports. What's Saints' response?
And then we go to Ben King, who has been spoken about since the moment he was drafted and went to the Gold Coast Suns. His brother clearly and has started his great career. And I think he's been criticised poorly at different times for his inability to kick goals. But this is a young man that stands over 200 centimetres, can pick it up off his shoelaces if he wants to, can kick bags of goals. I think it was round 19 against West Coast Eagles. I mean, his nickname's Winks, just to give you a perspective of what this man can do. Now, I think his brother Ben has had a better start to his AFL career, maybe given more opportunity at the Gold Coast Suns, but he's definitely taken that. And you hear enough whispers and you hear enough stories that he's going back to St Kilda. When is it? Oh, it's not this year. 20's out of contract next year. Do the Saints need two guys possibly in their forward line? I think I heard Kane and Lordo speaking about this morning, that are over 200 centimetres in your forward line.
I think
Is that in the best interest of the Saints?
I think with... They're very much like for like. We know that they're twins. We understand that. But
they're very much like
in terms of athletes and how they play. So there's the argument too. 200 centimetres, do you need... I think just because of their agility, their what they got to offer all-round game, I think you can afford to, right? Because they can do arguably everything.
Just because it's never happened before doesn't mean this can't be the first time it happens. So you think about the potency and you match them up if they were at the same club. And I'm not saying that Ben King is going to St Kilda, so let's not jump to conclusions. But if they were and you were going to try and stretch any opposition, you look at what the premiership defensive lineup was on the weekend.
Yep.
With Lever, May and Petty,
yep.
That causes enormous headaches. Two men of that height and that.
Well, teams have struggled to the lockdown. Either the Kings just one of them being in different teams. It's so one point at a time. So if you've got two.
But then it's what you have to give up. So that call before made a really good point that, and we say, is it in the best interest? Well, yeah, you want to get the best players to your football club. And Ben King, we think, like Max King, will be elite in this game.
You'd be stupid not to ask the question.
But what do you have to give up? You're giving up the world on the way back.
Yeah. And don't forget it. I don't think Essendon and St Kilda are the two clubs now, but you think that everyone else is just sitting back not asking questions. Mm. If you look at someone like Collingwood, do they have the cap space? I don't know. Can they clear it up?
We just spoke about that.
They desperate need Darcy. A key forward. Like, there's other clubs. You take a guy like either the King boys. So there'll be other clubs asking the question. So those two have been singled out pretty early.
Yep.
Natural conversation because his brother's a St Kilda. That's fine.
Lives around the corner.
There's so much water. They're going to have to give up so much. Mm. But, you know, you're talking about potentially one of the best key position players in the next 10 years.
Got to pay him.
Gold Coast will want to keep him. They're going to do everything they can. I'm assuming already started conversations. Then he's got to make a decision. It'll come down to, he'll have all the options in front of him, but at the end of the day, the pull to come back to Melbourne, you know, homesick, whatever it be, is it big enough to say, I want to leave this footy club, I want to head back to Melbourne? And then things will kind of start to fall into place. But ultimately, he has to make the decision. And as we know, as players and most people, footy fans out there, the longer that goes on next year and the longer it is that he hasn't signed or re-signed with Gold Coast, the likelihood of him leaving is higher.
Okay.
So it's a watcher's space.
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah,
I'll
come
hold
in you to next that. Year. So the footy club and Gold Coast in particular would be nervous that I'm sure they've chucked something in front of him and his manager. You know what I mean? His brother got an extension. He only played six games of footy.
Signed for four years.
Do you know what I mean? So they
would have signed him for life.
They would have thrown something at him already. So I'm assuming because he hasn't even re-signed yet. And a player well within his rights to say, no, I just want to see where this club's at. Mm-hmm. I've got my uncertainties around the coach, all that. You're not saying, I'm just throwing hypotheticals out there.
Yep.
So there's a lot of water to go under the bridge.
I like it, Beej. This is the Kogan Mobile open line, 1300 23 55 48. As we head to Sydney, good morning to you, Sam. You want to speak about Ryan Clark?
Throughout this trade period, I haven't heard a word written or spoken about Sydney Swans out of player Ryan Clark.
Yeah.
He was traded from North Melbourne, one of your ex-players played with, and he's a fringe player at the Swans, but probably one of the best players in the reserves. Do you think he'll be re-signed, traded, or just let go?
He's in an interesting situation, Ryan Clark. Lovely kid, really good fella. I played with him for at least one, if not 2 years. Hard-working. We know the role that he played when he went to the Sydney Swans. He probably got squeezed out of the midfield opportunities at the Kangas. As he went to the Sydney Swans, he played more of a lockdown role.
Even play a bit of wing, I think.
And I think George Hewitt was doing a bit of shutdown stuff in the centre square bounce, and Ryan Clark was on the wing doing a similar role against the opposition's best winger. I still think he's got a place in the football world. I just don't know what that looks like, Sam, to be completely honest. He's got a skill set, but it just feels like that skill set is trumped by other players, clearly at the Sydney Swans, that are better at it, and they've got this youth coming through once again that are probably going to pass him by in regards to just natural ability and what he can do and impact. So I see Ryan Clark is more of that negating role, which he's done in glimpses. But I guess he's in a sticky situation in regards to he wants to clearly play regular senior football. I just don't know whether it is at the Sydney Swans or what their intentions are with him. You see it the same, Sam?
Yeah. I'm a Kangaroos supporter, and Ryan Clark struggled with a bit of disposal efficiency when he's there, and it seems like he's had a lot of chances to break in. Like, he's been on the in and out of Sydney, and it just doesn't quite the fire, but then he gets the reserves and he absolutely destroys it. So
there's plenty of those guys, mate. It's a different.
He only played three games. He only played three games this year, Ryan Clark. So that will be a wait and see, and we'll just see how he plays out his next decision in regards to his football career. That was all for Toyota. Remember, Toyota is good for footy. Toyota, good for footy stories. They just make you feel gooder. Toyota, now that's good for footy.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tires, when everything counts, counts on Continental. Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling. Search Toyota Certified. And for Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL.
A trade news update for Beaumont Tiles.
Thank you for your company. The Beaumont Tiles news update. BJ, the Adelaide Crows have been cleared by South Australia's workplace safety regulator over its controversial pre-season training camp in 2018. Safe Work South Australia's comprehensive investigation, which took more than a year to complete, found neither the club nor any other person or organisation breached any work health or safety laws during or in relation to that camp in 2018.
Seems extreme, doesn't it?
Can that be the last time we speak about it then?
Investigation goes on or into a, pre-season training camp of a football club. But it is what it is.
That's the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club. Visit icanwin.com.au.
Just on that, remember when the Melbourne players pushed back against the club and going on a like SAS style?
Yeah, I do.
And the talk around that.
Yeah, it was deemed taking an easy option or the soft option.
Didn't want to do it. Yeah, putting us at risk.
That must have been the year after that, I reckon. I reckon that was about 2019.
Gorn was involved. There was some senior players there. There was a lot of pushback.
Well, if I'm a player at any football club and I'm asked to go on a training camp, I'm saying no.
You hated
those. I used to love our training camps. Right. Absolutely. What do you mean? We used to go overseas, train our backside off.
What about the SAS?
I never did an SAS one.
No, I know, but it just doesn't seem like you'd enjoy our training camps.
I watched that SAS show that's on at the moment. I put myself in the situation.
We're off topic a little bit, but Grant Thomas doesn't get enough credit for that, does he? Teams going away overseas. It wasn't necessarily high altitude training at that point. It evolved into that, but he was the guy that, and we were the club, but he was the guy that pioneered those training camps.
I think we were one of a few. There would have been other clubs in the early 2000s that were doing some form of a training camp. We did it as a leadership style to get to know each other.
Cultural
and more of a
experience.
Absolutely.
Went to China.
Absolutely.
Chow.
Yeah, we did. We went to New Zealand. We went to South Africa. We went to
London.
We had some great camps along the way. Really good memories, Beach. The Kogan Mobile open line is 1300 23 55 48. If you want to text us, and we are getting so many texts, we will work our way through them. 0419 187 323. Let's head to Mount Isa. We've got Damien who wants to chat about the Kangaroos.
G'day, Nikki Dale, BJ. It's got lots of facts, but it's not as convoluted as you think. North Melbourne definitely want Mr. Horn Francis, but we also want Finn Callaghan. So here's my idea.
Yep.
North Melbourne gives up their future first next year plus pick 20 this year for some back-ended picks this year from GWS back. The idea is then we've got picks 1 and 2. We pick up those boys. We also promise Western Bulldogs not to bid on Mr. Darcy. And then we trade for their pick 17 with all those future back-ended players, picks we've got to pay for whoever does bid on Darcy. So we end up with picks 1, 2, and 17. We get Finn Callaghan, who North absolutely love.
Yes.
Almost as much as they love Mr. Horn.
Yes.
So what do you think?
Ooh, I like it. Well, first of all, I like
this
the work
like
you put in this demo.
Scenario, right?
Yeah,
this
I like
is,
this.
This.
You've got to speak to the Western Bulldogs. Don't let them do this or ask them politely to do that. I actually love it. And I hope that it can work out. I think it's very difficult, and that's a complex one. Damo, but the first bit...
GWS giving up their second pick this year.
But I think what Damo's hit the nail on the head to start with, and it's the Jason Horn part of it. So we've seen him do some brilliant stuff over there in South Australia. So that's the first piece of the puzzle. And whether that all plays out, Damo, you have a priority list about what needs to get done, and then the other bit is becomes more of a wish list. So speak about Finn as well, and from all reports I heard Matty Lloyd speaking this morning about him. He's done a bit of work or played against him with his relationship at Haileybury. There's talent out there. How deep this year's talent pool runs in the national draft, we'll have to wait and see and let the experts probably speak a bit more about that. But the first priority is to get the best available player. And if that's Jason Horn that they've got access to, knowing that Dacos will end up at Collingwood, I like that. Then the rest of it, if you can get all those pieces to fall into that puzzle, then well done. But we'll have to wait and see, Damon. But I like his enthusiasm. I like that he's trying to do what is best for the Kangaroos while having some private conversations that's behind closed doors. Let's head to Troy in Alphington. You want to speak about the Saints, and they should pursue Laddams.
Yeah, I'm wondering, guys, what you think the likelihood of Laddams making it to St Kilda is. There's a bit of talk around his relationship with Paddy Ryder and wanting to sort of, you know, bulk up our ruck a little bit there. And then also, there's a bit of talk around the gettability of Mitch Wallace and whether he might be a good fit for the Saints as well.
Well, before BJ answers that, where do you see Mitch Wallace if he is to go to St Kilda? In what role?
Either in the mid or into the forwards, if Ben Long ends up going to Essendon. I just think all the talk around the culture and everything that he brought to the Dogs in his time there would be a really great fit for St Kilda.
Mm. I don't hate it. I hadn't thought of that one for St Kilda.
I don't see him fitting at St Kilda. Based on midfield, no, because that'll be too much like for like in there when you've got Crouch and you've got Jones. Steele's
your number one.
Steele's a different level, but too much like for like. And then when he goes forward, he's arguably playing the same role as what Higgins would play, that forward pressure, potential goal kicker, all that. So
I don't see the Wallace one fitting the Saints for what they need and where they want to go to in the next 3 to 5 years and what they are building, knowing that a few will topple out the other end. But the Laddams one does intrigue me. And
did you bring this up yesterday or did I read this somewhere else potentially?
I'll take no credit for bringing anything to the table, Beach.
Might have been a remark about St Kilda targeting another ruckman, but that makes complete sense because Paddy, they say he's good mates with Paddy, but he'd be taking Paddy's spot because Gilly Marshall's a long-term prospect. We know how good he is and will be as a ruck forward, but Paddy's on his last legs, so they do need someone else coming through by it because what we've seen in the past is they play their best footy and have played their best footy with the two ruck option.
Yep.
And that's worked really well because of the agility and durability, the flexibility, should I say, of Paddy and Marshall. That they can legitimately play in the ruck as a number one option, and when they do go forward, they have a legitimate impact.
Rowan Marshall will be, when he gets his body right, I know he had some foot issues, he will be the best ruck/forward in the competition. Now, that could quite possibly be Luke Jackson, as it currently stands.
I was going to say.
Rowan Marshall is the exact same
player.
Those
two in the next 10 years.
Yep, they are stars. If I'm St Kilda, and I don't know this, so please don't assume that I've got any inside word there because I have no involvement with that men's program. I need to put that on the table. But if I'm St Kilda, I'm asking and speaking to them about, this is Port Adelaide, speaking to them about Laddams and Cleary.
Really?
Yep. I'd ask them about both. There's no risk in posing the question. There's no risk in finding out where Port Adelaide see them.
They openly need a defender.
You've
been speaking
to Gubby? No, they openly need a defender, the Saints.
A key defender.
Yep. Now, whether Cleary fits the definition of a key defender, you know, there's only probably a handful of, you know, the Stephen May, the big bull sort of hold
that's
down.
That's Dougal Howard.
Yeah, so the Dougal Howard's there. So does Cleary fit that next one and allow someone like a Cal Wilkie to be more?
You brought him up.
Yeah, so that's what I think they need to ask that question. Now, clearly there's a price attached to it, but if I was the Saints, I'd be asking about Laddams and Cleary and just seeing what the options are and seeing if there's worth following anything up from that. But Troy, thank you very much for that call.
Mitch Wallace, no. Laddams.
Absolutely, Laddams. Yep. But why are Port trying to get rid of Laddams? 23 years of age, a ruckman.
Do you want to elaborate? You think there's a lot more to it than...
Well, I just think if what don't we know? If Port Adelaide are open to the idea of moving Laddams on, then what's wrong with him?
Well, that
ruckman take a little bit longer.
That's a report, isn't it? That Port encourage him to explore his options. With a year to go on his contract, 23-year-old that can play forward ruck forward, however you want to phrase it. You're not going to demand a huge amount in the next couple of years in his next deal.
Mm.
So, yeah, we're
We'll be taking some more of those calls on the Kogan Mobile Open line. That was all for Toyota. Now that is good for footy.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tires. When everything counts, counts on Continental.